Good afternoon, Audio Boomerians. Well, they say it's my birthday. I don't have any particular plans today, though, because I can't really go anywhere due to this stupid sprained foot of mine. So I'm kind of stuck in one place, although at the moment I am sitting outside in my lawn chair on the side porch of my building and really enjoying the breeze and the fresh air. Now, the only problem is, I can't elevate my foot. I don't have a footstool, so I don't think I'll be able to sit here much longer, unfortunately. But, my physical injuries aside, that were really self-inflicted, and for which I only have myself to blame, it's been a good day. I mean, an uneventful day, but that's better than having too many events that one doesn't want. Some people remembered that it was my birthday, and I didn't expect them to. For example, a very kind neighbor of mine left a card under my door, which I thought was really thoughtful of her. And I've received texts and emails from people, a number of people today, actually, whom I didn't expect to remember my birthday, so that's always nice. Was supposed to go out to a favorite restaurant, but of course that activity had to be curtailed because I can't really walk anywhere with this stupid sprained foot of mine, so that'll have to wait. But what's really worrying me now is that my mother... Oh, please, God, don't let her do this. Please, God. My mother has been saying, well, maybe we shouldn't go to Stratford next week to see that musical then if your foot's not feeling very well. Of course, she and my dad want to walk around the town, understandably so. I don't blame them. And I don't think I'll be able to do that. So I'm afraid she's going to cancel the trip if I can't. Oh, sigh, please no. That would really rub salt in my wounds. And add insult to injury. I talked to her last night, and then this morning she called last night to let me know that she and my dad had come home safely from their vacation in Prince Edward Island, and then she called again this morning to wish me a happy birthday, and both times she said, oh, I don't know if you'll be feeling well enough to go to Stratford. Well, I'm just going to have to be. That's all there is to it. This darn foot is just going to have to heal itself. Physician, heal thyself. Or, respect my authority! Sorry, I can't do a very good Cartman anymore. I used to be able to. I remember. This one time when... my brother and I annoyed the hell out of my mother by seeing who could say, "No, kitty, that's my papa!" in the loudest and most obnoxious voice. And I had no excuse. I was like 18 or 19 by that point. He was only 13, so at least he had his age that he could use as an excuse. I had nothing. Anyway, yeah, I'm just gonna have to get to Stratford somehow, damn it. I mean, even if they have to drop me off at a cafe or something while they go walking, I could always just have a coffee and wait for them. Yeah, sorry. <It's> terrible. Oh, I was just thinking, oh dear. I was also thinking, well, it could rain that day, and they might not want to walk anywhere. Anyway, we shall see. Hopefully, as I say, by that point, my silly foot will be reasonably healed, at least enough that I can walk on it for a fair amount of distance. Anyway, but yeah, she's starting to worry me by continually bringing up her doubts about whether I should go or not, or whether I can go. I've got almost a week to heal myself, so God willing, hopefully things will work out. Because even my dad wants to go and see this musical now. He actually wants to go more than my mother does. It is getting windy. I think I may have to stop this recording, if only because I don't know how well the iPhone handles wind noise, the mic. All right, folks, I just thought I would check in and let you know how things are going here. And I will speak to you all soon.